Okay, Houston, I'm sampling independently, and I've got four samples in bag 398. There's a dust cover that I can't tell anything about them.
Okay, understand.
But I suspect they're lined by this big rock, and they may be the same kind of rock. Charlie, I'm going to get that bag out from underneath your seat and put the samples in there.
Okay. You know, John, with all these rocks here, I'm not sure we get in Descartes.
That's right, I'm not either.
We ought to go down our crater without any rocks.
And Charlie, you're on the big eye, we're watching.
Okay, the two tenths, you see that? The two tenths went all the way in.
We understand. Can you tell how far it stroked up on the pressure? Do you think it reached the hill?
No, it's very light. It was very light pressure, frankly. Hey, it just depends on whether you hit a rock down there or not. This is really loosely consolidated, this regolith, loosely packed.
Okay, was that index on 6?
That's a firm, going to 7.
Don't mind if I put these bags in your seat, dude, Charlie.
Not a bit. Hey, turn the big eye to the right, Tony, and if you want to watch this other one.
Okay, we're coming around.
This seems a little bit more firmly packed here.
Okay.
Okay, that one bottomed out now.
Good, Phil.
It's up above the red mark. And it got progressively harder, so I think that was a good reading. I don't think that was necessarily a rock down there.
Good, Phil. We finally guessed right.
Okay, going to 8, and I'm going down slope. Over here looks like it might be just downslope. Here looks like it might be it's one of the sinkholes, and it could be Descartes material because it's just some little blocks around it, and there's some little blocks inside the rim too. Okay, here we go.
Okay, Houston, I'm digging exploratory trench right here to see material is black.
Okay, we copy that, Josh.
Yeah, sure not. I mean, material is not white. It's just the same as it,
rat. How'd you like that?
Beautiful maneuver there, Charlie. What do you do for an encore?
Okay, this thing is, okay, I went down, that one bottomed out.
Okay, we saw that.
But it went all the way in. I mean the force.
Okay, Houston, I've gone down about, and it's all the same material. And I don't see any layering in it or anything.
Okay, we understand that, John.
Okay, I've gone to number sequence to number 9, and I'm stowing this beauty.
Okay.
And that one test downhill was on the steepest part.
Okay.
Tony, when I push that beauty in there,
almost turns the rover over. Tony, do you want this double pour? In the bench here, or down slope, where I think is probably closer to Descartes. Hey Houston, I've got a sample out of the deepest part of this trench that I'm digging, and it's going into bag.
Bag 399.
Okay, bag 399.
Did you copy that, Tony? My question?
All right, Charlie, why don't we just go ahead and take it down slope there about your last penetrometer place.
Okay, will do. Hey John, I'm gonna come over there and get a couple of cores from you. Okay.
I'm gonna leave those two cores in that bag, it makes it stand up.
Yeah, that's great. Lower. Upper.
I wish I could say these rocks look different, Houston, but they don't. They look...
damn it.
Okay, I understand. Then, do you see a blocky rim crater within walking distance?
Blocky rim.
But
what is
that right up there, Charlie?
Yeah, that was one right up there. Yeah, that's 30 meters away up there. Getting out of this little crater is pretty hard, but after that, I think you'll be able to hack it. Yeah, I got an upper and a lower. Guys looking at the scenery?
We sure are. It's really outstanding.
Pretty view from up. Have you seen the lunar module? It's your 12 o'clock right now on the TV.
How much time we got here?
Okay, you've got about 22 minutes left.
We got 58 total, John. Okay.
No, we don't have the resolution to see the limb.
Charlie, get a picture of the limb.
I did with the 500.
Okay.
Poop yourself, John.
I bet it worked, Charlie.
Good show. Okay, the old double core is a symbol. Tony, occasionally in the regular, if you see four bright speckles looking at you, and I think it's a glacier particle that John has already sampled some of them.